I'm here today with Jason Gipps, National Audio Business Development Consultant for Vision Australia, and we're chatting about sponsorship on Vision Australia Radio. Jason, welcome. Thanks very much for joining me.
Sam, thank you very much, and thank you for what you do on our weekly program, Talking Vision.
Firstly, Jason, tell us a little bit about your role.
Sure. Well, I've been with Vision Australia for about 4 years now, and my role is managing our sponsorship campaigns. Sponsorship, for those that are unaware, is effectively advertising on community radio. The title we give it is sponsorship because you're effectively sponsoring our service whilst promoting your brand.
Can you give an overview of the Vision Australia Radio Network?
Absolutely can, Sam. We are a reading, print, handicap network. We have services in Metro Adelaide, Perth, Melbourne, across regional Victoria, Shepparton, Warrnambool, Warrigal, Mildura, Bendigo, Geelong. We're in Albury as well. Very important,
nice.
Albury.
Nice. Don't forget Albury.
And we actually beam our service from Melbourne into Darwin these days as well, which is fantastic. We're getting a lot of new listeners in Darwin.
Can you explain, Jason, what sponsorship is in the context of community radio?
Traditionally, people would become a sponsor of a community radio station and share a message of support. That's still true these days, but sometimes the messages tend to these days be a little bit more about the products and services that the sponsor offers. Sponsors can come in all shapes and sizes, different types of campaigns, but effectively promoting a message and supporting our not-for-profit organisation. The good thing about sponsorship on Vision Australia Radio is that 100% of the revenue that comes through sponsorship campaigns directly supports an essential service for people with print disability.
Is advertising on radio expensive? It just alleviates some concerns out there that people may have.
And it's a very good question to ask, Sam, because different businesses, different organisations have obviously different budgets to work with. And the good thing about community radio is that you really get to target in on a demographic that's really important to you. And more often than not, comes at a much smaller fee than a commercial radio station would be charging. And let's be honest, some of those commercial radio stations have incredibly large audiences and therefore the campaigns cost a lot of money, but you don't always really get to target the community that you're trying to approach. So for our listeners, a lot of our listeners are, you know, live with blindness or low vision, a print disability, so they might live with dyslexia or other conditions. They might not be able to physically pick up a newspaper in the way that other folk can in the community. So we really create a lot of content around disability, things that are important to people living with disability, their carers, their friends, but also really creating news and providing reading content for the wider community that would just like to tune into a radio station and hear news on the go. Long, drawn-out answer there, Sam.
No, that's fantastic.
The short answer is community radio advertising is absolutely cost-effective.
Fantastic. Is getting a message to air a lengthy process, Jason?
Really not at all, Sam. You know, if you really think about what happens on TV, to get a really great TV commercial, you're probably looking at tens of thousands of dollars to produce a 30-second ad. And radio in general, you can get away with doing a lot for a lot less. If we get a request for producing a radio spot today, 9 times out of 10, we can have something scripted, produced, approved by the client and on air tomorrow. It's awesome. Really quick. We've got a great range of professional voiceovers. We've got a great music library, and we've been collectively writing radio spots for decades. So we absolutely have a great team of support that can get behind sharing your important message, which gets your point across about your business and your services.
What are some other benefits from an ad on the air?
Yeah, so recapping, the number one benefit is that you are reaching an audience of people that really value the radio station that they're tuning into. I think it's a bit of a known fact that listeners to community radio value the sponsors that run messages on their radio station. They appreciate that that business is getting behind the support, the service that they really find essential from day to day. Our community, quite often, Sam, suggests that we are a primary news source for them. Tune into Vision Australia Radio, bang, there's the news. It's there, it's accessible, it's free at the click of a button. Listen to it on digital radio, smart speakers, on podcast. It's there and it's accessible. So that's a great win. And you're supporting an essential service. So you get to share your message. 100% of the revenue raised from that campaign supports a community that just really deserves that equal access to information. It's a human right.
And Jason, what would you say to people who feel perhaps that the blind and low vision community don't really need to be marketed to?
Great question, Sam. And, you know, it's something that I hear in emails and conversations with people throughout the week. This is accessible enough, or we're not really looking at sharing this message with people who are blind, which I find really disappointing this day and age. Having equal access to information is a right of all Australians, a right of all humans. It's in the Human Rights Charter. And we really need to be making sure that people have equal access to information. So if your message is going out to the masses, but it's not being heard by people who are blind or have low vision or living with a print disability, that's a really sad thing. It doesn't really take that much to move a little bit of your marketing budget around to make sure that this community is being catered to. I might also add, Sam, that on commercial radio, people can often run campaigns and their message in those peak times is heard in a clutter of about 16 to 18 minutes of ads every hour. It's quite alarming how many ads run per hour in peak times on commercial radio. Mm. On community radio, we're capped at 5 minutes of messaging, which means more often than not, you're only going to be heard with maybe one or two other messages. So the message stands out. People hear what you've got to say. We've got some incredible sponsors on air at the moment. I'm talking about businesses like CommBank, Belong, who have supported our audio described carols by candlelight 2 years running. Amazon have recently jumped on board with us. All great supporters, all understanding the benefit in sponsoring Vision Australia Radio.
Finally, Jason, how can our listeners get in touch or perhaps find out more if they're interested?
You can absolutely call me directly. So you can give me a call on 0439 693 779. You can also go to our website. So visit varadio.org and click on the sponsorship tab. You can also see, you know, our current sponsors and who we are aligning with. Or you can drop us an email at var-melbourne@visionaustralia.org.
Jason Gipps there, National Audio Business Development Consultant for Vision Australia, chatting about all things sponsorship in regards to Vision Australia Radio. Jason, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Sam.